Okay, this is just for me. January the 14th, 1993. And I'm talking to Madeline Dion Stout.
Yes.
Madeline, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Charles. And you?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Good.
I just wanted to know, what's your position? I know you're with Carleton University, but can you tell us a little bit about your line of work?
Okay. I am the founding director of the Center for Aboriginal Education, Research and Culture at Carleton University. And I've been in this position since July 1st, 1992.
So this is just recently, this Center for Aboriginal Education, is that new?
It's very new. It's new in the sense that it's been, I guess, formally in place since July, in the sense that I was appointed to the position then. And it's also new in the sense that it's the first time anything like this has ever happened at Carleton University.
Why do you think? Is it because there are more Aboriginal students attending Carleton?
I think that there has been a lot of commitment by management at the highest level here at Carleton University, in that President Farquhar himself has been, I think he's a fairly new recruit to Carleton University, but he himself has been one of the motors that have driven this setting up, the establishment of the center. The other key players have been people like Dennis Forces, who was Vice Academic Dean then, and Dean Marilyn Marshall, who is the Dean of Social Sciences at Carleton University, and the Don White, who is a Métis professor in the Sociology and Anthropology Department. So internally, those, I would say, were key players. And internally, too, I mustn't forget to give acknowledgement to Simon Brocope, who I know is from Maniwaki. But also, there were external players as well, very critical players, like Gilbert White Duck from your community. There were players that were closer to Carleton geographically, meaning from the Odawa Friendship Center, the Gignaud housing here in Ottawa as well, who really, I guess, brought together the whole concept in a way that, in fact, it became tangible. And so that from the time the task force was struck in 1989 to look towards and to work around Aboriginal issues on campus, and to the time now, it's 3 years then that the center has been in the planning process, and until July 1st, 1992, when I was actually appointed to the position and we are given some space on campus, it was a three-year-long process to get the center in place.
I understand you have some activities planned for starting this coming Friday. Can you shed some light on what's going to be happening?
I sure can, Charles. There's some very exciting developments here at the center, because the center is officially opening this Friday, meaning tomorrow, January 15th, 1993. And everyone is welcome to come and participate as much as they can. We have campus-wide participation in the opening. We've worked very hard to be inclusive in this process, to make sure that, in fact, Aboriginal people on campus and the heritage that we represent we make our presence known and throughout campus, and that, in fact, we're side by side with the rest of the Canadian heritage, that we are a part of the Canadian heritage, and that's what we've tried to reflect in our plans. So it's very campus-wide. We have had a lot of academic departments who have given us a lot of support in the planning process, and the planning has been done by the Aboriginal Caucus, Charles, and these are people who actually have been very active in the development of the center, and they make up people from the community, from the faculty, from the student body, and the staff at Carleton University. So together we are I think can be quite proud that we've come up with a list of commemorative events that would please and be attractive to a good cross-section of people that would want to participate.
So anyone is allowed to participate, and is there admission to enter, or is it just free?
Okay. The actual blessing of the center will be done tomorrow afternoon, Charles, from about 1 o'clock to about 2 o'clock. So that will be what I would term the official part of the opening, in the sense that we have seven elders who are going to be blessing the center and presenting gifts that are indigenous to their nations to the center through the president, President Farquhar. And there'll be a reception to follow from 1:30 to 3:30. And Gary LaFontaine, I'm sure many of your listeners will know Gary's cuisine abilities, will be catering to the event. And so we're going to be serving Aboriginal foods to, we hope, about 500 participants. Tomorrow evening, the reception for the official opening of Robert Hull's show called Kannada. Robert Hull is an artist and a critic and a curator. That, unfortunately, will be closed by only to invitation, only to invited guests because of the space problems at the art gallery. But we also have events are scheduled for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all next week, and Friday, where we hope to, just prior to the closing ceremonies for the commemorative events, we're going to be holding a powwow at the Porter Hall at Carleton University. And we have the drum groups, Red Spirit Singers, Amikunsak Singers, and Nanagishkang Singers will be performing. And the powwow is open to the public. The closing ceremonies are open to the public, which brings us to 8 o'clock that evening. And in Porter Hall, there'll be a concert and dance featuring Anne Brady, Aponakwe, Willie Dunn, and Seventh Fire. And that will have it's a ticket item in the sense that students will have to pay $7 and everybody else will have to pay $10 to get into that dance. But in between, we have all kinds of events as well, Charles.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we'll be reading out the flyers, like I have the flyer with me, and we'll be reading out the flyers as each event progresses on each day.
That would be wonderful, Charles. That would be a good way for informing the public and for letting them know where events are taking place and, in fact, whether they're open or not. I should mention, too, that we've had tremendous cooperation from your community. And on Tuesday, specifically January 19th, we have Bernice Wagush McGregor is going to come to the Colonel By Child Care Center here on campus, and she's going to come and tell stories to the little children here. Unfortunately, that's an in-house event, mm-hmm. Because of, you know, the child care situation and the fact that it's little people who tend to congregate in child care centers. But we're very excited about Bernice doing that for Carleton University and the fact that we've tried to include children in the program, and that was one thing the Aboriginal Caucus and the Planning Committee were quite adamant about, is that we, you know, be representative of all age groups on campus, if at all possible.
Mm-hmm. Madeline, one final question. Tell me, where are you from originally?
Oh, okay. I am, a member of the Algonquin Linguistic Group. I am Plains Cree from the Kihewan Indian Reserve in Alberta, which is 150 miles northeast of Edmonton.
Madeline, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Charles, and we look forward to seeing everyone to our event, at our event, and I'm very grateful that you're doing this publicity for us.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.